We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Continuing our spring podcast series now with wide receivers coach Junior Adams. Junior, thanks for the time. Hard to believe spring's almost over. What have been your impressions so far through these first 12?
Yeah, I know, huh? We're already in the... the last stage of the spring ball, the finish phase, as we call it. Obviously, it's just good to be back on the grass. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think first things first, we're very grateful to be out there. Last year at this time, we weren't able to do this. But observations, the thing that comes to mind first is just our energy out there every day. Guys are having fun. We're back to playing football. They're very grateful to be out there. I'm very grateful to be out there with those guys. And it's, the energy and just the excitement every day has been awesome. And guys are getting better and guys are competing. And, one of the things we really stand firm on is just competing every day. And Coach Lake is doing a really good job of, formulating the practice plan to where there's different situations every day. We're really teaching the football IQ part. Within just competing. So, no, it's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, the competition's obvious. The gratitude to me is obvious. The energy is really, really high. And, I've talked to a lot of guys so far through the spring in this series, but I'd love to hear it more personally from you, just what it's like to now be out there, given that you always kind of knew abstractly or conceptually that every day is precious. You can't take any of this for granted, all this stuff. But now, after having actually lost so much of last year, being back out here, what goes through your mind when you step on the practice field?
I try to tell the receivers, it's like our recess. You know what I mean? It's just like when we were in elementary school and, for example, we have recess at, we have lunch recess at noon. We're sitting there looking at the clock at 11:55, 11:57, all the way to noon.
Waiting
to get out there, yeah. Right? And then that bell rings and we don't want to come back inside. If we can look at it as, our playground per se, we're going to go out there and our success rate's going to be a lot higher.
Your group is obviously on the other end of a lot of these passes in a very talented quarterback room. I kind of want to start with what are you seeing out there in the quarterback battle? And you've got an incumbent in Dylan Morris who did a great job of leading you as a redshirt freshman last year, but now you got some experience coming in. You got a true freshman in Sam Heward. What are you seeing there?
No, there's a lot of talent in that room. Uh-huh. And all those guys are close. I see them throughout the day coming up, meeting with Coach Donovan, with Peyton, there's a lot of competition there, and that's what we want. We want a lot of competition. Dylan today, I thought had an excellent day. He made some throws for us in, special situations, in a two-minute drive, in a red zone period. And then you got Pat. Pat is a veteran guy who's played a lot of snaps. I think it says a lot for a guy to be able to come here and learn our system, not flinch, and function the way he's functioning. He's making some throws now. And then you got the youngster, Sam, for a guy that's really supposed to still be in high school, and that's never took a snap under center, the kid, to me, is having a phenomenal spring. He's making some throws. He does a good job of filling green grass. He's got a beautiful deep ball. He knows how to uncover guys. I think they're all in there. They all learn from each other. you know, they're just out there competing and doing what they do best, and that's, you know, operating our system, and that's a testament to JD. Do you know what I mean? JD's doing a good job of teaching those guys what he wants and what he's seeing, and you know where the ball needs to go, or getting us out of bad looks, and you know, and getting us in the right runs, for an example. No, it's awesome to see. I can't wait to see these guys, you know, especially those two new guys, you know, what it looks like post practice 15 to camp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the growth they made. But no, it's awesome. It's a very talented quarterback room.
Let's talk about your room. What's it like to lead a room that has so much turnover from last year? I mean, it's a different looking room than it was a year ago.
Yeah, no, it's, and I said this last week, I think it was, you know, look, you know, there is turnover, and the guys that chose to leave, or for whatever reasons, you know, I wish them the best of luck, and I had a great relationship with all those guys, and hopefully I was able to give them something, you know, prior, you know, so now they can carry on not only in this game of football but in life.
Yeah.
With the new look per se, no, I'm very intrigued. These guys, they're young, they got good energy. Obviously, you got Terrell Bynum, who's the veteran in the room.
Yeah.
He's kind of been the leader in that room for the last 2 years. And he's doing a good job of just, one, adjusting. I mean, when he walked out there the first couple of days, I mean, it was just like, whoa, this is a totally different look for him. You know, and it kind of caught him off guard a little bit, and I saw it. But, no, he's you know, he's come with energy every day. He's really helping those guys out. He's kind of like an extension to me, you know, in the meeting room or on the grass. Like, for example, he held the guys, you know, a few of the young guys back right now, and they're like, hey, I want to teach you guys a drill, so – And then, you know, with the youngsters, you know, you got Rome, I think he's having a really good camp. You know, he's big, fast, the sky's the limit for him. I mean, he's the first in line. He's one of the first on the field. You know, and I think, you know, playing those four games had helped him too, you know? And then you got, you know, Jalen McMillan, who's sneaky talented, man, really, really talented. You know, he made some plays today for us, some explosives today. It was really good to see, you know, getting down the field, you know, winning versus man-to-man. You know, and then you got Sawyer Racanelli, like, yeah. Right? He's like your steady Eddie guy, you know. He's going to go – he's tough. He's going to make the contested grabs. You know what I mean? He's, you know, he's kind of our point guard when he's in there, you know what I mean? Kind of getting guys aligned properly, you know, stretch, you know, catching balls in tight windows. And then you got Jalen Polk, the new guy, right? You know, it comes from Texas Tech. That's, in some ways, he's got a little more experience than some of the guys that were already here at the Yankees. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. That, you know, caught a lot of balls that, you know, from where, you know, from Texas Tech. But no, JP's doing good. He's trying to get his feet underneath him. Taj Davis is showing up the last few days and making some plays. It's good to see, because he's the guy that opted out, right?
Yeah.
And because of certain, you know, health issues, but it's good to see him back. And he's been making plays down the field the last three practices, and it's been really awesome to see. And the most important thing that I'm really trying to harp to that group, Tony, is just, you know, coming out there with that energy every day and having fun, and just, and consistency, and making the contested elite plays. You know, that's the next step for us. And, you know, they're going out there and they're, you know, it's a blade of grass a day, and they're chopping that wood and trying to, you know, stack days.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's touch on some of those guys that you mentioned. You just brought up Taj Davis, and I think he's kind of flashed the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And he's been interesting to me because we didn't see him last year.
Mm-hmm.
And because he hasn't seen the field under the bright lights yet here with the Huskies. And I'll tell you, there's some things about him that really intrigue me. I think he's got a phenomenal stride. Like, if he gets into the open field, like, he could turn it on and go. And, you know, I think he's an exciting football player. What do you see from this young guy?
Well, it's cool to see him. I mean, Taj, since you know, he stepped on campus, hasn't really been healthy. And you know what I mean? It's been one thing after another. You know, so we haven't really got a chance. Any of us haven't really had a chance to really see much of him. And that's hard for a player like him to come in, and he hasn't really been healthy since he's been here, and then now having an opportunity, and he's taken full advantage of these last few days. He's getting down the field vertically, like you said, and he's making the tough grabs, you know, with guys draped on him. He's winning versus man. We had him in the slot last week on a play where, you know, he went up and attacked the ball at the highest point and made a really good play. No, and he's working on it. You know what I mean? I talked to him, and I'm like, dude, you keep keep chopping wood, man. It's a blade of grass a day. And he's coming out there. I think, you know, the most important thing is he's coming out there with a really good attitude. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he's starting to get some confidence, and some the things are starting to slow down. And but no, when he puts it all together, he's going to be a pretty good player here.
When you talk about slowing down, I wonder if the game's starting to slow down for Sawyer Racanelli too, because you know, he looked like a true freshman out there in the little bit of practice that I saw last year. Mm-hmm. Now he looks comfortable. There's a comfort level that I see with him and what he's doing.
Yeah, and he'll be the first one to tell you that. You know, when he, you know, now that he's been in the system now, right, he knows where he's going. Do you know what I mean? And when you know where you're going and what the defense is giving you, allows you now just to play faster. And now he's starting to get his feet under, he's starting to get comfortable in the system and knowing what he's doing.
Jalen Polk, how did we get him?
Well, obviously, you know, the portal. You know, he came from Texas Tech. Him and Caleb Berry went to high school together. And, you know, we were in a situation like, hey, let's go see if we can find another guy. We stumble across him in the portal. You know, I know some people that there at Texas Tech that spoke highly of him, that said that he would be a good fit for us. He'll fit right in. He's, you know, with his mindset, and is coming to work every day. And he's an awesome kid too, man. He comes to work every day. He has good energy. And he plays strong. Good strong hands. He hasn't flinched either. He has not flinched, and it says a lot about who he is. We're throwing a lot at him now.
Yeah,
we're throwing a lot at him. And but no, I think, you know, to go back to the original question, you know, the Lufkin connection with Caleb Berry, and then we did our homework.
What kind of receiver do you see him being with his upside, with his fullest potential? Is he a big play guy? Is he a tough over the middle guy? Like, what kind of guy do you see him being?
I see JP, as you call him, JP. I see him being, you know, a tough, strong hands catcher, can go over the middle. He's going to be able to beat man press by being strong. And when he gets the ball in his hands now, he's a big kid that can run after the catch.
That's exciting. You know, I think, you know, we're coming to the end of spring, and then, of course, there's going to be this offseason before we look forward to, hopefully, a 12-game 2021. I haven't had the chance to talk to you since last preseason, one-on-one, because I just, you know, we were all quarantined. We didn't get a chance to be around. So
I think we were on Zoom last time, weren't we?
We were on Zoom, yeah, you, me, and Damon. And right. So I'm just wondering, like, what did you make out of the 2020 season? Like, what you guys got, like, what do you take away from last year, you know, the college football part of it?
Life, yeah. Adversity, and mm-hmm. fighting through adversity, and that's part of life. I'm really big on this game teaches you life, and these guys, I mean, at one point they went home for spring break and didn't come back, right? And then we brought them back, and then we were on pause again, and then we had to send them back home, and it was just like back and forth. And these guys were resilient. Resiliency is probably a word I would like to describe last year. But I think what it did was it brought us closer, brotherhood. You know, it really brought us closer when things were taken away from us. Every time when we came back, it brought us closer and closer and closer. Especially the guys in that room, as much as they had to deal with over the last 12 months, right?
Yeah.
And they're growing, and I'm very thankful, and I'm very grateful to have the guys I have in that room. They're awesome. They come over, they eat all the time, and it's I'm so thankful for them. I'm excited for what's ahead for them, because they got a very, very, very bright future.
Yeah. It seemed just really tough for all of us here, you know, within this program, to not just kind of feel like we missed out on the front end, but then to also miss out on the back end too. You know, there mm-hmm. there were the four games in the middle, and that was some real growth, but
right.
It was tough to see all the football played before we could actually get going. And then, you know, a unique, I say this all the time, like a unique kind of heartbreak that I haven't really seen before in college football, where it's like, no, you've won the right to go to your conference championship game, but you can't go because of illness on your team. Like, that's unprecedented to
right.
me. And I just, you know, I know Coach Lake is super positive. I know you guys are super positive, but it just has to be – it has to be such a surreal thing to be coming off of. And I just think all the time about the lessons that it must have taught all of you.
Right. Well, I think control what you can control, right?
Yeah.
mm-hmm. and not concern ourselves with the things that we can't control. And that, again, that's life. And, you know, we had that unfortunate incident where, you know, we had to shut the season down early, right? And we had to watch, you know, teams play, and we're thinking that should be us, right? Well, I mean, that's life, and we just had to control what we can control and,
yeah.
and move forward and remain positive. And, you know, and here we are again, and here we are here on just getting done with practice 12 and I think it's practice 12 of spring ball. So
yeah,
we're excited to be here.
Yeah, and I think this unique thing that Washington specifically went through last year, I see a hungry team. I mean, it looks hungry to me. What do you see on the inside?
Well, you know, I'm on the inside. It's always like, I'm always curious to see what the outside sees, you know, because I'm in it, you know.
Yeah.
No, I see these guys are hungry. That, you know, and what tells me that is they enjoy coming out every day and practicing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not just when practice is over with. I'm getting texts throughout the day about, hey, what should I have done on this play? What should I have done on this route? Oh, I should have made that play. Or they're up in my office. They're coming in there. They're watching their film. They're studying themselves. You know, yeah, they're hungry, man. They're having a lot of fun.
That's cool. You still hitting the bag?
Yes, I do still hit the bag. It's hard. It's always harder when it's, you know, I'm in, you know, like in season or spring ball per uh-huh. se. But I try to get a few days in a week. You know what I mean? It's good. It's my workout.
Yeah.
It's my workout. No, I'm enjoying it.
Boxing is the new workout.
It is my workout. Yeah, exactly. It is a new workout. It's fun too. You know, it's the cardio part of it. It's you know, boxing is, it can break you.
Yeah,
it can break you, and it's built to break you. So you know, it works on your mindset. I mean, every day it's something different, right? It can be, oh, my core. It can be my shoulders are tired, or it can just be like, oh, do I feel like really doing this today? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
You'll get halfway through, and you're like, oh, I just want to quit. But no, it's fun. It's good for me, and it's positive. The guy I work with is very super positive.
I'm curious. There are a million great boxing movies out there. Now that you know you're working on that actual craft a little bit, mm-hmm. Is there any in particular that really inspire you?
I wouldn't say it's the boxing movies. You know, like I've gone back and watched Creed a few times.
Yeah.
But I think when I'm really into it, like I will go and watch. I'll just pull up YouTube and just watch, like, you know, like Floyd or. Yeah. You know, some of those, you know, I just watch, put boxing in and watch some of those guys and kind of this, when you get into it, you're like, oh, okay, here's the technique. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like, so now you start getting, you start getting addicted to like the technique part of it. Okay. How do I stand? Or, you know, how do I throw a one and a two, and how do I, you know, just like the different techniques, you know, and that's just how my mind works. So there's times I'll lay on the couch at night and watch YouTube, and next thing I'm falling asleep to boxing, you know what I mean? And just trying to figure it out for the next day. It's like these guys here in our, you know, the players here, right? They're studying themselves, you know, running routes or something, or how they're catching the football. Well, now I'm up here studying how to become a better boxer.
I love it, man. Yeah. I love it. Always getting better. Always finding new ways to improve.
I'm trying, man.
Because
if you don't, it gets hard.
I know. That's killer. Junior Adams, thanks for the time. Great to talk to you.
No, it's awesome. Good to see you again.